Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ann and Nancy bringing us back. They are the Earhart, the Wilson sisters. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're having a good time with our good friend Adam Witte. Adam is the president, the founder of Advantage Media Group and AdvantageWW.com. Is that right?
AdvantageFamily.com.
All right, so check that out. And you help people get the dream of being an author, make it a reality, don't you?
That's right, Jim. Every entrepreneur, every small business owner should be a published author.
Yep.
And we help them write, publish, and market a book to grow their business.
Well, as you know, Adam, there's an entire chapter in my new book called You Are a Publisher. You have to become a publisher, something like that. And so I completely agree with you, and we talk about that a lot on the show. So I want to come back, though, to your idea of having a great environment. We talked about the corner office, getting your own act together. We talked about how to share your vision and your strategy. I like the idea of your painted picture, telling people where you want to go, what you want to accomplish. I also think it's important to talk to them about how we treat other people. One of the things that I tell my people when they come to work for us, and I continue to do that, is we don't abuse people. When we're developing websites and people are recommending certain strategies, certain techniques to build a website, I will say, no, we're not going to do that, because that may be good for us, but that's not good for the user. We don't abuse people on this company. We talk to them on the phone, et cetera, et cetera. We do what we say. We follow up. And I think that's part of it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's having core values that you hold people accountable to, that you as the leader embrace and live. And as a great example of that, Jim, one of our core values is build the Advantage family. And what that means is that you treat each other, your fellow team members, you treat all of our clients, you treat all of our vendors and suppliers with dignity and respect, because they collectively make up the Advantage family,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to have all of those people engaged in order to be successful as an organization.
So when you think of family, that's writ large, isn't it? You're thinking of stakeholders, people who are connected by straight line or dotted line, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Because if our vendors and our suppliers aren't in good shape, if we don't treat them with respect, then they're gonna stop serving us, which puts us in a pinch. If we don't take care of our customers, they're not going to feed our top line, which allows us to have a bottom line. And if you don't take care of your people, they're not going to provide outstanding service and work to your customers.
Well, there's no question about that. And if that's your attitude to those people who are, say, more dotted line, like a vendor, if they don't respond in kind to what you're saying, the way you're going about your business, if they don't mirror that, then you need to find another vendor, don't you?
Well, you do, and your team members, employees, they see how you treat your vendors and suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
They see how you treat your customers, and don't you think for a minute that they're not saying, well, gee, if they treat our vendors that way, I wonder how they're going to treat me.
Right, right. And also, we've got to stick this in there, you've got to hire quality. And if you wind up with less than quality people, then you need to let those people go be successful somewhere else and replace them with quality. What do you think?
You've got to have...
It's an obligation. You have an obligation to the good people, don't you?
You have a moral obligation to yourself as an entrepreneur to build an environment, to create an environment that breeds greatness. And the only way that you create a great environment is by having great people in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that means A players only. And if there's a B player, if there's a C player, you may give them a short window of time to elevate their game.
Yep.
But if they don't want to, or if they can't, then you need to find them an opportunity somewhere outside of your
company. Let them go find success somewhere else. Adam, well said. AdvantageFamily.com, right? That's where they can find out all about how you help your customers.
That's right.
All right, so folks, if you're interested in, and I know some people who've done quite a bit of vetting on Adam, and they've given me the high marks on him, so check him out. Thanks, Adam. Come back next time. Got to go this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.